in which I went to Greenville and stayed until I finished 12th grade.
I see. How far away is Greenville?
Oh, so far away. What happened, I was sick, and this doctor was my mother's schoolmate when they were going to school. And I had a friend over there working. And the doctor was very slow about working with me. So this friend wrote Mama, and she didn't even know where Dr. was. Mm-hmm. But this friend had lived next door here to us. Her husband died, and she was working with him. I mean, he was working in this drugstore. And she wrote. I mean, she wrote to him about it. Said, doctor says send me over there. She just sent me over there. And I stayed very close to 2 years.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I was there. I went to school there. And
how old did you say you are now?
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
81.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever?
Then I went, when I came out of school, that's when I worked around here for a long time. I was a hairdresser. Mm-hmm. I started hairdressing, and I dressed as I worked around here for 2-3 years. Then nothing to do with a friend of my mother's, but I go on examination for teaching. And I went on examination, and I was surprised at making 2 years, 2 years of credit, a license. So then when I did that, I didn't know how to ask for a school or write or find out about the school or anything of the kind. And on the day, on the Friday before we went to work, she took me to the superintendent's office, and she got her material and everything, and I just thought she wanted me to go to town with her. And when I started out, she said, you're not gonna ask him about any work. And that's when he sent me to Maxon. Sent me to Maxon, and I started working there, and I worked on until I retired.
Yes, ma'am.
I retired in 62.
So you taught for how long?
41 years.
What were you teaching when right before you retired? Were you still teaching mathematics?
No, I was, when I retired, I was teaching in the primary department. I taught more in the primary department. In fact, I liked it better.
What does the primary department include?
Well, reading, writing. And see, that's the beginning.
Yes, ma'am.
The beginning of reading. Some people, now when I went to school, the lady had the alphabets on the board. And we had the first set of alphabets and named the alphabets and all like that on the board.
Yes, ma'am.
And of course, when I started teaching them words, what the words look like, A and D and, and I'd print them and let them find them in the book and all like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Then we would make sentences. And after we'd make sentences, we'd see if we could see what we could find in the book. And so many of them would come up to me and show them to me after we got them, you know. I'd show them.